Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. A hot cup of coffee on a chilly morning is especially enjoyed. Please enjoy yours as we visit today. Jeremiah 17:8. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I have always loved the imagery of this verse. Roots planted in the soil near the life-giving water. Our roots in the soil, freely watered through thick and thin in the word of the Lord and His love. We were out of town over the past weekend. When we left, it was still late summer. Cool morning, but hot afternoon. We came back 4 days later, and it was fall. We haven't turned on the heat, but I have on long pants, long sleeve shirt, and a jacket. Sunday morning's comics had a telling cartoon from Mutz. The cartoonist Patrick McDonald's creations are usually more visual than wordy, and this one was a perfect example. Three frames. The first, a beautiful tree with yellow leaves at the top, gradually turning to orange on the lower limbs. Two pups sitting on either side of the tree's base. The caption, "Gee, autumn sure got here fast." Second frame. Two pups still sitting there with the leaves of many colors falling around them. And then the third frame. Pups still there, and the tree is barren, and they are surrounded by yellow leaves. A one-word caption. Yeah. Yesterday, Tuesday, I went for a walk in the park, and the situation was confirmed. When I left town, it was late summer, and a few leaves were here and there. Yesterday, the leaves were all over the walking path, and the trees were changing to that dull, dark green we see here in Georgia before the colors come out. The air was cool even in the afternoon, and the breeze pushed more and more leaves to float to the ground. I have always loved the fall, probably because my birthday is in October, but I seriously wondered how the trees know it's fall. Time to let go of their beauty and rest. I could look up the process, but regardless of the scientific explanation for change, I'm more intrigued at the mystery of the tree's life cycle put in place by our Lord. Another wonder. Just because we have learned how it works does not mean we can cause a whole forest of trees to let go of the active life, their beauty, and lay it to rest. Our lives have its cycles of beauty, and then powers greater than our own, where we have to let go. Let go of the present security, let go of our egos, even let go of those we love. We spend time quietly in renewal, redirection, strengthening, to arrive at a new budding and a new blossoming. The Lord created us, as He did the trees, with the strength to weather the storms, to renew, to rebuild. We only need to search Him out to gain the fullness of the renewal. Relationships found, careers rediscovered, lost, reconciled. Life is not the same, but if we rely on the Lord, it can actually be better. Let us pray together. Lord, help us to trust in You with our whole heart and lean not on our own understanding. Life happens, and some changes are expected, and others show up as a great surprise. In all these cases, help us to be rooted in Your word, Your love, as we look to You to guide our renewal. In Your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me this morning. and may the Lord bless you and yours.